This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. He said, considering agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agricultural productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है
Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district yesterday. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. The Maoists ambushed the security personnel in the forest and started indiscriminate firing. Security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, two Maoists were killed. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said, The government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. The week-long Swayambhu Festival organized by Kathmandu Metropolitan ends yesterday. Swayambhu Festival highlighted the historical, cultural and religious significance of Swayambhu, a UNESCO heritage site in Nepal. It is a sacred pilgrimage site for Buddhists. The festival promotes local products, local food, art, culture and tourism and aims to boost the tourism potential of the Swayambhu area. The festival, themed Pride of Ancestors, Nepali Glory, features cultural performances, traditional art exhibitions, indigenous cuisine, health camps, blood donations, Ranjana script writing and face painting activities. In the WPL 2025 T20 cricket match, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 9 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru. With this, Delhi booked their place in the playoffs. Chasing the target of 148 runs, Delhi Capitals made it look easy as they took the match home in just 15.3 overs. For Delhi, Jas Johnson and Shefali Verma added an unbroken stand of 146 for the second wicket. Verma was awarded player of the match for her 43 ball, 80 runs. Johnson slammed 61 runs of the 38 balls. Earlier batting first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru women 147 runs in 20 overs for the loss of 5 wickets. For Bangalore, Elsie Perry scored 60 runs of 47 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.